All is in divine order, now and always. All is in divine order, now and always. No matter what we think, no matter what we look at the world for, no matter how we look at our life, no matter how we look at our experiences, if we can always be totally aware that all is in divine order, now and always, we'll be a much happier person. We'll live a much happier life. We'll find all that's in life much more enjoyable than the way we're looking at it now. We've been watching this election with Donald Trump, and we've been thinking to ourselves, now, he is certainly an unusual man. He has certainly got a lot going for him, and he's got a lot of things that are not as as you might have wanted for him, or I might have wanted. And he has gone in and tried to make change for the sake of change. And we say to ourselves, that's not good. That's not good. Well, instead of saying that's not good, we just say, all is in divine order now and always. Then as we say, all is in divine order now and always, we don't have to say what's going on the temporary basis. We don't have to say what's going on the illusion basis. We don't have to look at life and see the things that are happening and say, that's not too good, that's not too beneficial, that's not too wonderful, that's not what I would like to have done. Well, what would you like to have done? Think about that. What would you like to have done? When the AARP writes you a letter and says, contact us and tell us what your desire is and what you'd like to have supported, and we will bring it forth. And how many of you have done that? How many of you spoke out and said what is right? You don't have to write. You can write, but that's, you can think it. All is in divine order now and always. So what is for the highest and the best of all the people in the United States? That's what the people who are running the United States are supposedly doing. The people who are running the United States who are supposedly doing the people's will of the people. And so all we have to do is say, whatever is the highest and best for the United States, whatever is the highest and best for our world, whatever is the highest, we've come a long way. And the long way that we've come is a way that has said, whatever is the highest and best, that is what we want. Whatever is most desirable, that's what we want. Whatever we would like to see happen in our world, it's already in the consciousness of those people who are putting it into motion. Think these thoughts. The power of our mind is so fantastic, is so vital, so dynamic, so amazing and wonderful that if we just begin to use it a little bit, like always thinking happy thoughts about our government, always thinking happy thoughts about ourselves, always thinking happy thoughts about our neighbor, always thinking happy thoughts about the experiences that we're going through, the health that we're experiencing, the right action that we're experiencing, the work that we're experiencing, the income that we have, the abundance that we have surrounding us at all times. All we have to do is just know that, know that, know that. And as we know that, what is happening to us? What is happening in our world? What is happening in our life? Well, what's happening in our life is that all things are in divine order. All things are beautiful and good right now. All things are fabulous right now. All is in divine order now and always. Now, the appearances sort of kick you in the tail, make you wonder, is that really true? The appearances would say, now, all things are in divine order right now and always? My gosh, it sure doesn't appear that way. Well, don't look at those appearances. Just know this is what I expect. If you have a child, and the child is growing up, and our government might call it a little child, and as it's growing up, it's having different experiences. It's having different attitudes and different ideas. But we know that as we expect the best out of our children, they will give us their best. as we know and stand up for them being the finest children in the world, they'll give us that. As we stand up for realizing that our children are ideal children because we have taught them our values and we've taught them our way of thinking and what we think is positive and good for the highest and best of everyone involved. Yes, the highest and the best for everyone involved. Are you big enough? Are you strong enough? Are you powerful enough in your thinking? Am I powerful enough in my thinking to know that this all is in divine order, to know that the highest and best is being completed at all times? Did you think that the Obama bill, health bill, was a good one? And did you have fear that it would fall apart? And look what happened. The very ones who chose to make it fall apart stopped making it fall apart and started to bring it back together. We have just to realize that the people who are running our government, they're doing it for our highest and best. The people who are running our minds and our world are doing it for our highest and best. And you and I, if we have the highest and best in our mind and in our consciousness and in our thinking at all times, that will be the only thing that will ever need to ever be thought about. The only thing that will ever need to be enjoyed, to be lived, to be delighted in. Are you delighting in that? Are you delighting in the highest and best for yourself and everyone in your family? Do you see your children? Do you see your husband, your wife, your spouse? Do you see your relatives? Do you see your neighbors? Do you see your community doing all that is for the highest and best for them at all times? What a wonderful world to be thinking about. What a wonderful way to be looking at the world. To be looking at the world doing only the highest and the best. And when you look at the world doing only the highest and best, it is doing only the highest and best. It's not a Pollyanna. It's not wishful thinking. It's knowing that I'm putting a cause in motion, and that cause in motion is bringing about the results that are important in my life. What do I want? What do I want in my world? What do I want in my experience? What do I want to know? What kind of a person am I? Am I the kind of person that one day worries my head off and the next day, oh, wow, wasn't that wonderful? How did that ever happen? How fantastic. And then the next day, worry again. Well, as long as I go around the world worrying, I'll be experiencing a lot of limiting ideas. I'll be experiencing a lot of unhappy experiences and how unfortunate that is. We don't need to experience unhappy experiences, unfortunate experiences. All we want to do is to be ourselves and have fun, to live our life in a brilliant, joyous, marvelous way, to think that every thought we think is manifesting itself. Every thought we think, and we can make that choice ourselves. We can decide whatever thought we want to think, and we may think every thought we want to think. We may put that thought into motion. We may know that that thought is our reality. And as we know that thought is our reality, then that's just what it is. That's just what it is. We can do that. And we teach our children to do that. We teach our students in schools to do that. Whatever you're putting your attention to, that's where your genius will be. The athletes are not great athletes because they're thinking they're going to fail, or they're thinking that someone else is going to beat them, or they're thinking that they've got to trounce this other team or this other attitude. No, they just say, I'm good, I'm the best. And we tell them they shouldn't say that, but they should. I'm good, I'm the best, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I'm wonderful, I'm living my life in a marvelous way. And everything is in divine order. All is in divine order now and always. And as I keep my mind one-pointed, as I keep my thoughts one-pointed on this concept, this is what I experience. This is the kind of government I have. This is the kind of neighbors I have. This is the kind of family I have. This is the kind of world I live in. My choice. now and always. My choice, totally, wonderfully, fully. And I love it, I love it, I love it, because it's the truth about me, and it's the truth about you. Now say that. As all is in divine order now and always. 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 And that's the only way it is. That's the only way it can be. That's the only way we want it to be. Because when all is in divine order right now, we have put the cause in motion for the most beautiful, blessed experiences of life. Have a wonderful world. Live a wonderful life. Be a wonderful causation being. And know that every cause you put in motion is good and beautiful. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.